Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 25 for the week of
March something or other, 2007.
He's Lippo.
No idea. How come I don't know? March 24th, 25th. Meow. Poof.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 25 for the week of
March 25th, 2007. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Hanging in there.
You're hanging. I see that.
I'd like to hang.
Who would you hang if you had to hang?
Myself.
You'd hang yourself?
Just to get rid of the pain.
Don't try suicide. Nobody's worth it.
Who is that?
Queen.
Must have been a later thing.
Yeah, not was that it? Late.
No?
No. I was still, like, into them, I know.
After Marsibio's Sigiazzi's ship thing?
Oh, no, before that.
Oh, okay. Flash, Gordon?
Before that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I can't recall, but it must have been after Jazz.
Yeah, I think it was.
Because I wasn't much into them after Jazz.
Yeah, that was the album right after that, I think. Anyway, what's going on?
Well, this is show 25.
Yeah.
It's the recap show. We're going to recap our last 25 shows. We've been pretty committed to podcasting. The Jabbercast, Easy Mac Podcast, BorderCityRadio.com, Harry's Philosophy Corner. I never know how you call it. The podcasts all come with different names and everything.
Yes,
and
they
go into scattered different areas.
Sometimes you can't have your podcast with the same name as your domain
name. And eat it too.
And what too?
Sometimes you can't have your podcast and eat it too.
I had a podcast last night for dinner.
Did you?
Yeah.
That was a pod roast.
Oh, I was going to say it had gravy on it and everything.
Oh, yeah. Gravy.
Chitlins.
Chitlins. Chitlins and gravy. Grits. Why, kiss my grits. Whoa. Okay, pull these back up. Do this back up. Now, we're going to go through different shows that we did and recap on them a little bit and maybe add in something that we might have forgot or... Maybe we misinformed our listeners in some way, which I doubt, and I don't have anything to change in that.
I'm sure we have misinformed in the past, guaranteed.
We should have a thing at the beginning, a disclaimer that says whatever we say is not necessarily, what do they say on the TV shows there? Not necessarily the
opinion of the station.
Of ourselves.
That's all it is, really. Mm-hmm. It is our opinion. Nothing but. So this is the recap show. We want to start at show one?
Well, yeah. Career choices. Remember that?
Yes, I did.
That was fun. That was our first show.
This is the shittiest job I ever had.
Whoa. The most low paying. Or should I say the lowest paying?
The lowest paying job.
The mostest low paying job.
It puts me in the hole.
Yeah.
Alesis Multimix 8 Firewire.
Yeah. He's got a new mixer.
Yes, I love my new mixer. So if you notice a difference in quality, let me know. No, I'm just kidding.
It's always great quality.
I know. It's because JD mixes the show afterwards.
So career choices.
Yes.
What do you got for career choices that we might not have mentioned or maybe forgot?
I like to think that career choices, it's kind of two words that are, when I look down, I'm like,
it is definitely two words.
Career choice. Some people, it's just not a choice.
That's right. And I think we did mention that a little bit though. That sometimes you kind of get into something like the Chrysler thing. It wasn't necessarily a choice to work there. You know, you put in applications or somewhere you get called and, you know.
Right. So what I put is what is more important, your happiness or a good paying job?
I think it's the happiness, but a high paying job is something that you wouldn't leave or turn away from. I don't think if that's what happened to come along. I was just talking to somebody about that yesterday. Saw a guy that works at the plant in the mall, and he's seriously considering, and he's got, I think, 2 weeks to take that buyout. I think he's going to take it. He just doesn't want to be there. He doesn't have anything to go to. He said, oh, I'll find something, but...
The 100 grand thing.
Yeah. Just doesn't want to be in the plan. He's got 8 years. And that's where happiness comes into play. And I've known other people that have taken... other people that have taken the buyout and really had nothing to fall back on, but just hated it there.
Yeah.
I have something sort of along the lines of that. I guess sometimes an accident or injury or surgery may make you rethink your career choice.
Yeah, if you're not working.
Or if you, you can't work where you were maybe or something like that. Something we never discussed, I don't think, was internet-based opportunities, internet businesses and things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's still the biggest boom for it, but I imagine there always is if somebody has a good idea.
Sure.
So
move to Nigeria. I hear they're making lots of money on the internet over there.
They are?
Oh, yeah.
What are they doing? What's making the money there?
You go into the internet cafes and there's guys in there that are just dumping piles and piles of spam. It's supposedly where 10% of all the spam originates in the world and on the internet. And they're sending emails to people saying, I need $20,000 to get my $50 million.
And people are sending the money and stuff? Because I get stuff like that. Oh, I'm the king of Siberia and
It's an African thing, for sure.
Well, I mean, I don't know where they say.
Yes, they do. And they say even if like a 0.001 person replies to them, it's bingo to them. Like we're talking literally, they're sending millions of emails.
Well, there you go.
So that's how they're making their money.
And the other thing was infomercials, playing the stocks like Wise Trade, you know, those infomercials that want you to buy their trading software or other ones that, even the ones that want you to buy workout stuff or who knows, whatever, Tony Little.
So
that's another.
Continue.
Just a career choice thing, I guess. I mean, having something, a business like that of some kind, something that you can sell, putting an infomercial on, that's another.
It's the sales trade for sure. If you're a sales guy, I think here's a good topic as far as careers go. Sales. What do you think of sales? The career of sales.
If you're good and you can sell anything, it doesn't matter almost what you do. But what do you mean? What do I think of it? I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yes.
The high pressure style.
See, I think that just fits.
Hey, come on over here and check this out. This thing is awesome. You have to have one. Everybody's got one, and I'm going to give you the best deal.
You do sound good.
Deal of a lifetime. Yeah, I could sell anything.
I do. I think they're the most successful people in terms of everything. Like, you know, they feel fulfilled. They're giving a lot of themselves and they're making a lot of money. Salespeople make the most money out of everybody.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, especially those that have that personality. But then there's some that are pretty good, like my car sales guy, and then he got out of it because he wanted to get back into the body work thing. And he was good. He was a good talker and good at selling and...
Really?
He was smooth, yeah. And he slipped out of it because he used to be a body guy, and now he wants to go back to it. And he's, you know, not young. So that was that's kind of weird because he's a salesman kind of guy. And when you're a salesman kind of guy, you usually don't get out of the sales stuff, you know? Like, there's the woman that I just sold an income property, and the woman that was handling it, she's pretty good. I'm using her because she was... she took over for the woman who I bought the house from, who was a friend of mine from high school's mother. So crazy. But sometimes when I call there for her, the actual guy that owns the realtor company will answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the full-blown salesman kind of guy. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, we got that house moved for you. Hey, that's great. Yeah, I'm going to get you her on the phone right now. And, you know, he goes, just know that he's a full-blown salesman kind of guy.
Yeah. He ain't whispering about
it. That's great
anything.
Stuff, especially on the market like this, you know? Like, I don't know. It's just crazy.
Everything's positive.
Yeah, everything's positive. Everything's loud. Everything's aggressive and high pressure.
I remember I got into sales when I was like 17, selling vacuum cleaners.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A vacuum cleaner salesman.
Filter queens.
Nice.
It was high pressure for sure. I didn't like it.
No?
No. I could sell them, and I was making decent money, but I just hated it. I hated it. Couldn't handle just the way that I was selling stuff. I probably wouldn't have been a bad salesperson, but just, you know, you got to go door to door and
to
get set up. And
I don't think I went door to door. I didn't sell vacuum cleaners or anything like that, but I did some sales stuff and some telephone sales stuff.
Oh,
That's always good. I loved that. I made a lot of money, man. More than I make at work now.
Well, that's weekly. That's where you get the whole telephone Huge. Thing from.
Yeah. I have a couple beauties, man, from last night.
The bell guy?
This guy called back a second time.
Because he enjoyed it.
And he said he was somebody else. Yeah. and it went on and on. The first time was like 5 minutes. Second time was like 7 minutes until I finally told him that I don't want internet service because I'm blind. I don't really use the computers. So it was insane, man. It was great. You got to check that out.
Maybe if we can insert a little bit of that right here. In the
yeah.
show.
Let's move on to public restrooms. That was show number two. Was there anything that you had neglected to mention that you might have wanted for that?
Well, I have to admit that the people that I talked to that I know listened to the show, that was probably one of the most shows they enjoyed the most.
Yeah, that was a fun show.
It was a fun show.
And it was a kind of a wacky topic, really.
It's so wacky.
Neat, yeah.
So what that made me think of is what can we do on the show to kind of recreate that sort of wackiness? Because if it was something that it touched a lot of people because everybody gave me the most feedback on that show.
Yeah, it's all in topic choice, I think. That's all. But which, by the way, I hope you saved that email you sent me because I dumped mine. You had some good topics on there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He saves everything.
I save everything. Everything I send, everything I get.
He's got a quad tera drive.
It's email. It's just
for $200.
Like $2K per message. I know what you're talking about. Quad tera.
Yeah, $2K. I know. It's I should save everything, and I don't. I don't save everything. I try and save anything that I think I'm going to need, and that I should have saved and didn't. But
and that's just on the hard drive. That's on this computer.
Oh, okay.
That's I'm close to getting filled, so I don't care. Anyway, go ahead.
No, what were you thinking of recreating? How? Did you have something in mind, or just you were just saying in general that?
In general, just between the two of us and to our audience, you know, give us ideas that you know to create, to give us a good topic or something that we can go on to create that buzz about a show, like it was.
Yeah, something that really hits close to home for people or something, you know, because everybody's gone through something like that. For public restrooms, I just had when they're a real mess, and someone goes in right away after you, and you wonder if they think that you made the mess. You know what I mean?
Sure.
We didn't mention that on the show, and that's something you kind of think about sometimes. It's just plastered with shit all over and piss and paper, and the toilet's like the water's up to the, you know, the seat and everything, and you wonder, the next guy goes in, and does he think like, wow, look at this guy did.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, it's been like that for months.
Because I think about that, the guy who just left it like that.
Yeah. I usually think it's been like that for a while, than it being the last guy that was in there. Nostalgic candy. What did we miss?
What kind of candy did we miss?
Sure.
We did miss something. I got
sponge toffee. I'm not 100% sure if we mentioned it. And I know I've gotten it in some places where they dip it in chocolate.
Oh.
Bit of honey.
Cookies?
Well, cookies. No, I don't think we really went on cookies as a show, I think.
No, I'm saying where the f*** is the cookies?
Yeah, I was running so far behind. I get in the Jeep and it's empty. And I just didn't go.
And my wife didn't make cookies this week.
Now what are we going to do? Let's pause this and hit the bakery.
Okay, we're back. We're full of cookies now.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about nostalgic candy, or the show we did on nostalgic candy. You got a chocolate chip in your tooth there.
Yeah. Chocolate chip. Bit of honey. Do you ever have bit of honey? It's kind of a peanut butter honey thing, and I only see it in the Detroit now.
Yes, I do remember eating bit of honey.
And they come in a, it almost looks like a flat chocolate bar thing, but it's separated pieces. It wasn't all just one thing. And bottle caps. I think I forgot to mention bottle caps before. Root beer bottle caps, oh, Coca-Cola. Yeah. Remember bottle caps?
Oh, yeah. Those
that
were
was
very,
cool. They tasted the little candies that tasted like different pops.
Yes.
Orange Crush. And Razzles. Remember Razzles?
No.
They were kind of sourish little round candies, and you ate, and they turned into gum. They were
right.
Sweet yet sour.
And they were like kind of fizzy in your mouth when you first put them in your mouth?
I don't know if they were fizzy or not, but maybe they were different.
Maybe the bottle caps were fizzy.
Not necessarily fizzy, but fizz candies were fizzy. Remember those?
Yeah.
I think we mentioned them maybe, but
yeah.
Suckers were always nice too. I don't know if we mentioned suckers, but rules for kids.
Rules for kids.
I had a few new things there. Kids and smoking. What are the rules about smoking? Are there rules? You have younger kids and they want to smoke, you just tell them how bad it is, but if you're going to smoke, you're not smoking here? I don't know. I don't have kids, but I wouldn't want him to smoke.
No. Actually, the whole, because we're going to talk about the smoking show a little bit later.
Yeah, yeah. And I also have kids and drugs and kids and sex.
All the bad stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff. Yet all the bad stuff.
Well, smoking, there's nothing good about smoking.
No, there's nothing good about it. But I mean, for a lot of kids, it's a cool thing and it's a good thing to them.
I think
they think.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I honestly don't think that smoking is going to be around much longer.
But like smoking, drugs and sex.
Yes.
If you're going to do it, you're not doing it here. If you're going to do it, be safe. If you're going to do it, don't do it. I don't know.
I think parents should have the expectation that every kid is going to experiment. Because that's just what we do. We experiment with everything. We experiment with food. We experiment with drugs. We experiment with sex. So, and that's how we get good at it. You got to start early. No. So you know that your kids are going to experiment with it. So, you got to give them some guidelines. Give them some... let them know that you know that they're going to do it. And I think that takes the pressure off them. And they look at the activity as more as I'm just experimenting with it. As opposed to I'm doing something wrong and I'm experimenting at the same time, you know, so.
The Versus Show. I have some goofy verses I don't think we covered. Not your everyday Sunday hymn either. Himen.
The N is silent.
Or is that thing that the breaks in the woman when the first time you...
That's a hymen.
Oh, okay.
That's a hymn without
I thought that was the thing where you did to get the lodged food out, the hymen maneuver.
That's the Heimlich.
Oh, the Heine lick. Marker!
Okay. Get out of hand. So this is the Versus Show.
Yeah.
So this is the show that we did on Pearl Jam CD.
Yeah, okay.
Song by song
Another
review.
Versus. We had coffee versus tea. We had different things like that.
This was a silly show. We covered about 2% of all you could have versed, I said. I kind of went through it last night and listened to it, and it was... There's so many other things that you could...
Yeah, it's hard. I did come up with some other stuff, but...
the main one, though, is good versus evil.
Oh, we didn't have that in there, even? I think we did.
I think we did, yeah.
But that is a big one, yeah.
Yeah. And you could boil a lot of the ones that we... mentioned into that, like, you know,
that's actually a real one that you say good versus evil.
Yes.
Whereas like as opposed to like coffee versus tea, like, you know what I mean, it's kind of a versus, like some like one, some like the other, but the good versus evil is really like a versus kind of thing.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean, like two wrestlers are versus each other and good and evil, and there's some that are real like that,
right?
You know what I mean,
but there's still people making choices out there of, do I do the right thing or do I do the thing
that'll never change.
That I want to do.
Until 2012.
2012.
That's another show.
Yeah,
I have drum machine versus software drums versus real drummer. That's a big choice sometimes for people.
Software drums.
Software, real drummer, or drum machine.
Hmm.
You know, which one do you choose maybe in which situation? Or maybe some people just, you know, I don't want software. I want to get somebody in to do the, you know, that's just one. AM versus FM. I don't know if we covered for sure. I had it down and I don't think we actually talked about it, but AM radio versus FM stereo. Sure.
I listen to both.
Yeah. I listen to both. And I find though that, the stuff that I like, not necessarily music, but a lot of talk is on radio. And that's neat. I like talk radio.
I think there's better content on AM radio because it's more from where the people, like, basically, FM radio is all pre-programmed, literally pre-programmed.
Right.
Computer spits it out and the program director tells the DJs to play it, and that's what you get on FM radio. Whereas AM radio, it's, like you say, it's more talk content and you don't really know what you're getting.
A little more natural. You never know what you're going to get.
But the sound quality isn't quite as good.
No. Satellite versus traditional radio. So there's a whole other era, actually, of radio. So
I think satellite radio is going to be transforming into something else.
I wish we could get on satellite radio. I'm sure there's open space for us.
Open space.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Big TV versus small TV. Some people don't mind a small screen. Some people got to have a huge screen. sometimes, like if you're in a trailer or something, you got a little 12 or 13 inch TV and that you watch things on, and you get home to your big 50 some inch.
There is a formula for that.
Big Daddy's 52 inch formula.
There's a formula for the, what size TV you should be watching.
Oh, for the room and for the distance, right, and whatnot. Yeah,
six,
it is
6 feet for every 12 inches of screen, diagonal screen. It's a general rule. That, well, I'm looking into buying a big TV for myself, actually.
So he's been looking into the numbers.
Looking into the numbers. I just need this. I don't really need another TV. It's just
something to hang on the wall.
I'm just getting Apple TV, so I need to plug it into something.
Our listeners didn't see that. He nodded yes.
Something hanging on the wall. I'm thinking of the wall. However, if I hang something on the wall, you have to put your other components somewhere.
That's right.
And I hate that other place. Whatever.
And usually you have to have a stand underneath it still.
Right.
Which kind of defeats the purpose of having it on the wall.
Exactly.
Sort of, yeah.
So
what you do is put your other components on the wall.
That's ugly.
That's crazy.
But we're doing that whole room, so I'm thinking we may do something to the wall, like, you know, build it out a little bit, maybe have a little...
Have it in, yeah.
Hidden something.
That's what I said to Lana. We have a 52-inch TV, but it's projection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still got some depth to it, although it's not that deep. It's, you know, and she wants something to hang on the wall. And I said, well, just cut a hole in that wall and push the back of TV into the kitchen. The TV will be flush with the, won't be able to put anything in the cupboard. So
she just wants more room. Is that the whole object of getting a flatter TV?
Part of it's room, which I don't really think that's going to make that big of a difference. And the other part is... nice to have a plasma TV hanging on the wall.
Hell, it's cool.
Pretty sweet. Gum versus mint. Some people like to chew gum. Some people carry mints.
Some people can't chew gum. Like my son. He's got braces and we don't want him chewing gum.
So he'll have a mint as opposed to that if he has something like
that? A chocolate
bar
probably, yeah.
Okay. A mint chocolate bar. Cash versus card. Card all the way, man.
We didn't talk about that?
I don't think so.
Okay. For some reason that's ringing a
bell. Plastic versus paper, baby. I'm a plastic guy.
Oh, yeah. It's cash is...
I mean, a debit card. Like, I go to pay a prescription 35 cents and don't have the cash. I can't wait till they have my parking meters and I can just put my card in and pull it out. Can't stand looking for nickels and dimes.
That's when it's going to all change, I think, is when they get micropayments down.
Nickel and dime to death.
Yeah, and it's really in their best interest to get that cooking, in the bank's best interest, in merchant's best interest. You know, you think, okay, that's 35 cents or 25 cents or a buck even.
Still the occasional store around that doesn't have debit.
Yeah.
And it just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And I hate when that happens.
When they don't have debit cards.
That's right,
cards.
And that show number 6 was I Hate When That Happens show. The one that always comes to mind for me is one that I mentioned on there about getting the keys up to the door to unlock your door when you get home. You got bags holding all kinds of stuff, and then as soon as you get the key to the lock, it just falls on the floor. I hate that, but toilet water splashing your ass. I hate when that happens. You like that? Especially in a public restroom.
Especially in a public.
You know, in the toilet, maybe it doesn't flush, but you really got to go. So you sit down on the thing or whatever, and you drop one in there, and some of that messy, dirty water splashes against your ass. But I don't know if we talked about that. I think we did talk about that, and I mentioned the thing about I put paper down, even if it won't flush and it still, you know what I mean? Put some paper in the bottom of the toilet. Not around the, I put it around the thing to sit on, but down in the toilet, I throw some paper down there
on
so
top
it can't
of the
splash.
Water,
yeah.
Yes.
So that's just.
Or whatever happens to be in that.
Even one of the things that you actually, if they have those things on the wall that you pull off to put on the seat, you can throw one of those down in there so it doesn't.
Splash.
Anyway, I hate when that happens. Reclining chair falls back. That sucks.
Yes.
You got anything for that? Or I have a couple others here.
When you talk about how shitty luck a guy has for being... Okay. That's what it was. I hate that when I have... What happened to me when I hurt my knee is when I was talking about something happening to a guy. And
oh,
then
that happened?
Within 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. 2 minutes. The exact same thing happens to me. You don't even see it for a long time, and then you see it, and then it just happens to you just because you mentioned it. I hate that when that happens.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. You burn your toaster bagel.
I hate that
when you burn something, like, that sucks. Spilling hot liquid on your balls. Spill a coffee or something on your lap. You know what I mean? It's It's not very good.
No, it's not good at all.
Does that hurt chicks' balls?
I don't think chicks have balls. They have vulvas.
Some of them got balls, believe me. jitting your knuckles?
Cracking your knuckles?
What? Jitting. J-I-T-T-I-N-G. Jitting your knuckles. Oh, hitting your knuckles. You know when you turn in a wrench or something and you bang your hand or your knuckles on something? I hate that.
Oh, yeah.
You must hate that. Paper cuts.
I think we mentioned paper cuts.
Did we?
Yes.
Okay. And a bit lip or inside your mouth, you know, when you're eating. Oh, I hate that.
I had that happen just the other day. You take it's, like not, it's not even your lip. It's like a piece of the inside.
Yeah, inside
of your...
there or something. Yeah. Usually I think you say, though, I bit my lip. You know what I mean? It's sometimes it's down right. somewhere or whatever. But it's yeah, back mouth. Here is like sucks. Sometimes it turns into a canker. And I hate cankers. I hate when that happens.
What about skankers?
Skankers. Never mind, it's skankers. favorite things?
These are... Okay, we already put that in. Did we discuss what makes favorite things? What makes something a favorite
No, we thing? Didn't. Because somebody special gives it to you, maybe.
Or it might not even be a something.
Something rare.
Something rare, sure. An activity could be a favorite thing.
Sure. Something that makes you feel good.
Exactly. So what is it, I think, is what I'm trying to get at.
I think whatever it is, whether it's an article or a feeling or something, it's some type of a fondness. Something that you feel having this particular thing as opposed to something else or something similar. You might have a few different pens you use or a few different shirts or do... a few different things around your house that one you're more fond of or that makes you feel good, brings a good memory. I think it's just something you associate a good feeling or something with whatever it is.
I'm kind of curious what makes something a favorite for one person, but it's not a favorite for another person.
That's like one man's junk is another man's treasure.
Something like that, yeah. Like, is it the way they grew up, or is it something that's born inside you that, you know,
I think we really know the answer for that, but it's hard to explain.
Exactly. Our job is here, Jeff, or JD.
Like this, for instance, I have down here that I have an official Looney Tunes pen. It's old, with Sylvester the Cat on it. He's actually on the clip part that you would to your shirt,
yep.
So you could put it in and he'd be on the outside, like,
yeah,
or whatever, shirt pocket. And that's a real one of my favorite things. My mom gave it to me a long time ago. Comes in a little wooden Looney Tunes box. She had got it, you know, maybe at an antique place or something. Like, it's fairly old pen, but that's like a favorite thing.
Sure. I don't...
But would you have a favorite pen, or would you ever care about a pen?
Pen, yes, I do have a favorite pen.
See, yeah, that's something different though, maybe because we're a little bit similar in art respect. So pen might be the wrong thing for it. Let me see what else I got here. My motorcycle Torin blackjack stand that my motorcycle's on.
Yeah.
It's one of the coolest things that I own. And I just think it's amazing. It was one of my favorite things. Whereas would a jack stand of any kind be any kind of a favorite thing for you? No.
No.
See, I was really, and maybe it's because my dad tools and all that kind of stuff I was really into. And bikes, but that's one of my favorite things. So there's something that's
wacky. I probably would never be.
Or tool, like vice grips. Vice grips are one of my favorite things. I can't get enough of vice grips, man. Can't. Gifts from my brother. My brother doesn't usually often buy anybody anything.
Okay.
Like for Christmas or birthday, nothing. So I have a few things that are from him. So those are kind of favorite things because I don't usually get anything from him. Nobody does.
Right.
So when I get something from him, it's like, you know, kind of a keepsake type thing.
Do you tell him that?
I don't know.
He would probably be interested to know that. You know something, Mike? You don't give a lot of gifts, but I have to tell you, the stuff that you give me, it's stuff that I cherish.
Yeah. Yeah, he should know that, I guess. My dad's picture box has pictures in it and stuff and a few little keepsake things, so that's cool. I had gotten him that before. My 78 Gibson Les Paul Custom and my RMC3 pedal.
You were actually going to sell that guitar.
Yeah, I still may. It's one of my favorite things, though, for sure.
It's awesome, man. It'd be one of my favorite things.
And the RMC3 pedal, which I got recently.
Tell our listeners what an RMC pedal is.
It's a Jeffrey Tease handmade crybaby wah-wah pedal. for guitar that makes it go wow, wow, wow. And it's just amazing, man. I can't get enough. And I got it recently from a buddy of mine, and it's that's something I would never get rid of in my whole life.
Yeah, I wish I owned one.
I wouldn't get rid of it. It's not like a tradable item or anything like that, like most things are. I've traded and bartered most things I've ever owned in my life.
He's a maniac.
But, yeah, again, like the guitar or a pedal or some type of piece of equipment or a special harmonica that you have, there must be a favorite that you have or something maybe.
You can't have a favorite harmonica. Oh, I mean, there's one that you like that it plays better than the other ones.
Plays better, feels better. Maybe it was a gift or who knows, like things like that.
But they all die eventually, so you can't attach too much attraction to them because you know it's going to piss on you.
Yeah, but there might be one you really miss or something.
Not yet.
No.
But we were just talking about the crybaby pedal. Mm. There was a thought that came in my head.
I never thought I'd get rid of my other one, that Super Crybaby, because that has a real good range in it, and I always liked it. You must find it's pretty good.
The one that you gave me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
It's got a good scope.
A good scope, yeah. Where's the one I had before? Just at the very, very tip, it would do most of its frequency change.
No, that's really good, man. Had a lot of fun with that.
Well, I'm glad I've been able to keep the thing rocking.
Carry on the tradition of rock and roll. Family life.
Family life. It was tied pretty closely to the kids thing, I remember. But which?
Yeah, sort of.
Which I didn't actually get to say what I wanted to say with the kids.
Oh.
Me being off.
Somebody stop me. Stop now.
With me being off work this whole time, I'm home all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here with my kids when they're home.
Mm-hmm.
Which I cannot believe what an effect it has on them.
Yeah. Negatively?
No, positively.
Oh, okay.
Like when I'm on afternoons, that's probably the worst time when I'm on afternoons. And they're at school when I leave to go to work. I get up after they're gone for the most part. I'll see them some mornings, but that's not quality time, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so I'll just talk to them on the phone like for 5 minutes a day. And that's it. That's my contact with my kid
when
I'm on afternoons. And I can tell when I get off the afternoon shift, for one thing, my wife is frazzled because she just, they test her to the end.
Yeah.
They take her right to the limit. And I can tell by their attitude, they have some kind of entitlement sort of, they become the man of the house. And that's, which I guess is just human nature. You know, I'm the only man here and I want to control the situation, I guess, is what their attitude is. And then when I come in, it's like they hit a brick wall and they're like, oh, yeah. So I notice it's a lot of friction. Whereas now, everything's smooth and
My
wife's happier. You know, she doesn't have to put up with no crap. And I don't put up with crap. That's why. So,
yeah, you sometimes think it could go either way. Either like, oh, man, dad's home all the time. Or else, like, you know, it's fun because my dad's home all the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Could go either way.
Could go either way. And it goes both ways here, actually.
Yeah, I suppose it would go both ways anywhere.
Yeah.
For the most part. In a good, normal family life, I suppose.
It should.
I had a couple things here for family life. Does married life get easier or harder for people?
I know for some people it gets harder. Did you hear about the 72-year-old guy? He went to Hawaii with his wife for like 15, 20 years. They had a timeshare. They go to Hawaii. And he's 72. And he stabs her like
20. I thought you were going to say he'd meet some hot chick there or something.
No. He stabbed her like 25,
that's
65.
Awesome.
No, 100 times. Stabbed her 100 times.
Wow.
He was mad at her, obviously.
Well, I guess.
So, was he putting up with stuff for that long? Obviously. It was building up.
They were that old and married only 15 years?
No, they were going to Hawaii for like 15, 20 years. They got a timeshare. He retired and they just, every year they...
Oh, and this time he snapped.
He snapped. He said, that's enough.
Did he ever?
Biatch. You're going down, woman.
That's insane.
It is insane. And I know a lot of other older people who, after their kids leave, I have friends of mine, their parents split up afterwards, like later on in life.
Yeah, so sort of like us.
Yes, that's what happened to them. And so does it get easier? I suppose if you bail, it'll get easier.
I think in a lot of cases it gets harder. And I wouldn't necessarily say maybe easier, but maybe more taken for granted, you know, and things just are run just the way they run. Like, it's just, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which isn't always a good thing.
It is not a good thing. You should try to mix it up. Put something into the mix.
Mix it up. Yep. Add a...
Add something. Do something. Change the direction.
Ménage à trois. Hmm. Spice things up a little there.
I could use some kielbasa.
I wouldn't mind another
buns.
Guy at the house there, eh?
We both thought of the same thing.
That's what you said?
Yes.
Do you wish you were back at home with your mom and dad and siblings?
Not a chance.
No? I think it'd be awesome. I love that time. I'd give anything to go back. I'm not saying that, you know, my married life isn't cool, but I think about that. I love that, man. Well, I had a great time at home.
When did you move out of the house?
35.
No.
Yeah.
You were 35 when you moved out of your mom and dad's house?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
When I got the boot because my dad was getting married again. But, yeah, man, we had a great family life. It was nothing like, you know, I just had to be there really or any, whatever, but I just...
Right.
It was awesome there.
You must have saved some good coin while you're...
Well, I was a musician. How much am I going to save?
Not much.
That's right.
But you didn't do drugs, though.
No.
Or party.
No.
Yeah, that's where a lot of musicians not since spend their
I
cash.
Was young.
Sure.
I quit all that when I was like 5.
Well, my argument was, which you totally obliterated.
Oh, sorry, what was that?
Was that if you stay at home. I moved out of the house when I was in my teens, and then I moved back home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stayed there again until I was 25. So I think of 25 as being kind of oldish to move out of the house.
Yeah, I think nowadays it is, especially like people are getting married and having kids when they're in their early 20s.
Sure. And I just think of, you know, when you're in your 20s, you're completely independent, you know, and there's that time in your house, you're living with your parents and it's like, I'm living with my parents. It was before when you were a teenager, obviously when you were younger, you're living with your family because that's just the way it was. So the whole dynamic in the house is different when you're in your 20s and your 30s. I'd have to imagine you're just like a boarder there, or, you know, you're just like one of the, you know, it's
and
a
it was
whole,
all it was all the, still the same, man. It's all it was great. Still the same. Yeah. I think that
Mom, make me a grilled cheese.
It depends on what you're doing too. You know what I mean? I was rocking and rolling. It was cool. But I mean, if you got a job or something that's you're paying, getting paid good money, like the natural evolution of things is that you're probably going to move out and get yourself an apartment or whatnot.
But, right.
You know what I mean? I was playing in a band and having fun and living at home and it was cool.
And your mom did your laundry?
No, I did my laundry though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Just as time went on, I started doing my own laundry.
Because she was wrecking stuff.
No. I still wreck things. Do you spend much time thinking about when you lived at home? It's kind of not wishing that you were back there, but do you think, you know, you ever catch yourself thinking about, wow, when I lived at home, that was cool?
Only when I try to analyze this, why the situation is the way it is today. You know, with my siblings and stuff, there's the whole situation that's, and I try to analyze.
Why can't we all just get along?
Because we're all different.
Do you still have time to do the things you personally want to do?
Yeah, I do, obviously. I got more time than brains right now.
But a lot of people don't, and they think they're restricted or tied down being married and having kids, and some people get caught up that way, and some people still go and do the things, you know,
that they want to do.
Especially if their partner is into what they're doing, too, you know what I mean?
Oh, that makes it all the better, for sure.
Yeah.
I think of myself and the stuff that I do on the peripheral besides my family life and my and work life when I'm normally working, and I think how lucky I am that I'm able to do all the stuff on the outside. Whereas I know there's some people who, I think all people have a thing they wanted, would like to do more of other than their family life and their work life. You know, whether it's
and they can't
playing more golf or playing guitar or doing whatever.
They either work longer hours or have problems that way or bring their work home with them or the wife and kids and the wife doesn't want them to go out and do this and that and the other thing and a lot of things. And I have a lot of friends like that. And I'm fortunate. I can just do what I want. And that's cool.
Okay, we're at 40 minutes. And we're not even on show.
I'm not finished page 1 of 3 yet.
So maybe we could pick up the pace a bit.
Yeah, well, we better. World's Greatest Mysteries. Why my computer makes Lippo's personal wireless music stream cut out? That's a mystery.
It's
that we'll never solve. So let's move on. Why guys compete and do women? guys are always competing, usually. That right. male thing, you know what I mean?
Right. I honestly don't think women...
I think they compete in other ways. Sometimes like a look or a weight issue type thing, or they look each other up and down, and you know what I mean? We're guys, it's like...
It's more me against yours. I think with women, yeah. they like to look at other women. Like if they go out somewhere and they dress themselves, if they look at another woman and they're not necessarily comparing and say, I'm better or whatever. I think it's like eye candy for them. Like they look and say, and they look at it as, I'm going to do that one better.
Yeah. Sometimes they're like, oh, how do you do that? And how do you get this to look so good? And, you know, guys aren't like that. They're like, whatever, buddy.
Right.
You know,
I'm not asking you nothing.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, show 10, phobias. I got an awesome one. You got anything? Are you missing stuff here that you want to get in?
No.
Okay.
No.
Phobia show, you got anything? I have one.
I think we dragged this one right into the ground. I have a phobia about going down a rat hole when we do a recap show.
What's it called? What's the phobia called? See, that's the whole clincher right there. So I'll take that out. No. I have one. It was, I wanted to know what the fear of learning something new was.
Do you think there...
I don't remember why I was thinking that now, and there was a reason. But anyway, the fear of learning something or learning something new, it's sophophobia, the fear of learning. I'm scared to... I don't know what it was, why I was thinking that, you know. Yeah. But the fear of learning, you know, I don't really want to learn how to do that because it's intimidating or something. Sophophobia. S-O-P-H. Ophobia. Sophophobia. Say it with me.
Sophophobia.
No. tips and tricks show. I had a couple of little quickies. Did you have anything for that?
I have a tip right now.
What do you got?
It's funny that I learned something from my kid. It's a little tip, a little trick. Or you know how popular hoodies are now?
Sure.
You know how sometimes when your hoodie comes out of the wash that the one string is longer than the other? And
right, yeah,
and you want,
yeah, to, I'm always fighting with him,
and you're pulling. I'm sitting next to Eric, my son, and he says, well, just put the hood on your head and then put your thumb or finger right at the top of your head and then pull it. And I'm like, oh yeah, and it's stuck right where my thumb. I'm like, psh, oh, that's perfect, now it's all nice and loose and free. I would have never thought of doing that. I'm always the with the hood right on behind your neck kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, no, you have to have it up, and you have to, yeah, I go through that a lot because I wear hoodies.
I learned something new. You're smiling about something. You see somebody.
Yeah,
online?
We have somebody online there giving us a happy 25th show and mentioning wherever he got his information. Advertising age. The advertising age calls podcasters the new darlings of the media, but how many podcasters are out there? The Diffusion Group estimates that the number of podcasters was 0.8 million in 2004, but projects huge growth through the end of the decade, 56.8 million in 2010.
Ugh. That's a crowded field, eh?
I suppose.
It's good, though. More content. There's got to be some good stuff in there.
We'll only have a couple years after that to have fun, because that's 2012. No.
I was going to say advertising age, that's one of the... It's the Bible of advertising, basically. It's a magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Just to let you know, I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
Okay.
Okay. That's another tip. I have to do all these exercises now for my shoulder, and I couldn't find anywhere to actually put a pulley up anyplace in our condo because there's just nowhere that's secure enough.
You can put a pulley up.
A pulley to put a rope around
right.
for handles to, you know what I mean, pull up and down, pull the other arm up. I looped the rope. My buddy made me handles. I put the rope through and tied them at the bottom, so now I have these two handles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a handle with a rope to the other handle, and I stick them through the freezer handle. And then I get under it, I sit down on the floor, and the freezer door will open, but it'll be above me, and I can use it for that. Isn't that neat?
That's very neat. What about the patio door? Too low?
Patio door, like handle? Over the handle thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, most other handles are a little too low.
Okay.
This is like the highest thing that I can really find without... having anything anywhere. And using ice instead of an ice pack. These are just tips and tricks I come up with because of my situation now, but using ice instead of an ice pack, whether you put an ice pack on, you got to lay there for 15, 20 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you use actual ice and rub it on, you get 2 to 3 minutes and you're good to go.
If you can,
so it's quicker,
up,
yeah.
If you can put up with it.
Yeah, you got to put up with it. I do. Old friends. Have you seen any of your old friends lately?
Not lately.
That you mentioned? No. I saw one like yesterday. Day before, actually.
Really?
On Friday, yeah. Yeah, I was at a doctor's office and happened to see my buddy in there that I was good friends with for a long time and worked at a place for a long time together. And his wife was working right by me at the plant there. And I hadn't seen him for quite a while. And it was kind of funny to see him. So that was neat. Kind of tied right along in there with the show.
I haven't seen hardly anybody.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd mentioned him on the show or anything like that, but I hadn't seen him for a while, and it was cool to see him. Talked a little bit and mentioned to each other how long we've been going to the same doctor, over 20 years. Do we spend much time thinking of them? Catch yourself thinking of old friends here and there?
Sure.
Yeah, same here.
Mostly high school. I put, I can't wait to get back to what I was doing with my friends before we all got married and had kids.
You can't wait? You think that's going to happen?
I think once we're all retired.
Then you're going to get back together with all your friends and do what? Go back to school?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
No. I mean,
what were you doing?
Activities.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, fun having.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
Whereas, you know, that's all we'll have is each other, just like we did back then. We were learning new stuff and trying new things as old friends and, you know, just hanging out, partying, enjoying each other's company. Whereas now we just see each other.
Partying at 80 now.
80? I don't know if I'm going to live till I'm 80, but.
Politics. Now that the budget deadline is near, should the troops be pulled from Iraq?
The budget deadline?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. In the States. That's, I was going to say, yeah. We just had,
yeah, well, it ain't here, but it is not here. I don't know.
The Congress has to give the Defense Department the cash.
If they're not going to do what's probably necessary to actually have everything under control there, yeah, then I guess they should leave.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, what was it? The end of the line? Okay.
No, I think I have mail.
No, I think you... How long haven't we been recording?
We're still recording. 49 minutes.
It's moving?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah, I guess they should be pulled out. It's not going to do anything over there. Has to be monitored after, though, to, you know, who's going to gang up with who to do what. But, I mean... Nothing's changing.
No,
I don't think so.
I think it's a lost cause.
Toy Story. We didn't mention Rebound.
We didn't mention Rebound?
No, I don't think we did. I gave you my old Rebound game. I guess it didn't work, eh?
It was warped. It was a little warped, yeah. Just kind of everything slanted to the left.
But Rebound was a game like a shuffleboard kind of thing, and it has a long plastic board, and you these little plastic wrap ball bearing things, you push it down one side and it hits a rubber band, hits the other rubber band, comes down the other side and lands, yep, on a number.
It was exactly like shuffleboard, except it came back at you.
We never mentioned chess and checkers.
We never did?
And those are the standard big games of forever.
Positively.
Chess, checkers, Chinese checkers, backgammon.
Say that again?
Backgammon.
Backgammon.
I never played it, so I don't know. And also the one with the little pegs in the cards. What was that?
Cribbage.
Yeah, cribbage. That was always a big thing with people. And Stretch Armstrong. I don't remember if we mentioned Stretch Armstrong.
I don't know, but I had one.
Yeah.
I loved them.
Two guys could grab them and just pull them, pull and pull and pull.
Very sadistic.
Yeah. Apology show. Sorry. Hockey moms. That was the apology show was the one where we interviewed lots of hockey moms and we couldn't use the show because something happened in the audio.
I took that out, actually. Actually, that the hockey show was probably the funnest show to tape.
Yeah, it was neat because we went on location,
right,
in an arena.
I love the background,
twice,
ambience, and it just adds a flavor to the show. Wherever you're at, either at an arena, I think we should go to the mall and do a show.
Actually, you know what would be kind of neat is to actually take our show mobily and go anywhere and do the shows. Not even necessarily talking to people. Just do the show somewhere. Sit down and do it. That would be kind of neat. Meet someplace and do a show.
I would love to do that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'll meet you somewhere.
Maybe some people would stop by and, what are you guys doing? Well, we're doing a show on blah, blah, blah.
We could go to
ask a question or
go to Chapters or something.
Yeah. Yeah. We should do that.
Or any Starbucks for that matter. we could go to somewhere where we got some internet access. People could still get
a
hold of us.
We should go to a gym next week and do the show on. It's the health show next week.
That's smelly.
But moving on for now. Anyway, the Hockey Mom show. I really don't think there'd be any change if we did that show again. That would just be all the same.
Pretty much.
No change in Hockey Moms. It's
no.
They were fun to interview.
And I think if we do go on location again, I mentioned the PR-40s. We've got to bring the PR-40s with us. Mm. I think that would help a lot in the sound.
Bullies, when and should kids learn how to fight or defend themselves? Did you actually have to teach your kids to defend themselves or talk to them about it? Or does it just naturally progress that kids, you know, reach a certain age and they're going to know what to do? I would think you have to maybe talk to them. I don't know. My dad boxed and we used to fight at home all the time, so it was never really an issue. And I got in my share of fights when I was younger. Sure. Never lost one, but I wouldn't want to fight now, I don't think.
No one-armed guy?
Well, no. Yeah,
beat the snot like out of you right now.
I'd, two reasons. One is I think I'd go ballistic on somebody and kill them just for fun.
For fun.
Because I got a lot of hate built up inside me. And the other thing is that I think it's a horrible day and age for fighting because nothing's fair. You know what I mean?
How so?
People pull out a knife or a gun and or 20 guys jump in. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
I don't think it's
that's not fair.
Safe to fight anymore. Not that maybe it was ever safe to fight, but I mean, there was a time when fighting was just fighting.
Right.
You fought somebody and that was that.
Mano a mano.
Yeah. Manhole to manhole.
Let's
rub bottoms.
As far as talking to my kids, my one son, Jonas, he's a bigger kid and he got teased and bullied and he even got teased by smaller kids. So once it got to a certain point, you knew they weren't doing nothing at the school, even though there's a hands-off policy there. It's a crock of shit. There's no discipline or whatever, you know. So we told them, you know, obviously the school's not doing nothing for you. We can't be there with you. You're the biggest kid
Kick
there.
Kick some ass.
Do whatever. If you know, if you get suspended, you're not going to get punished. That's all.
Was it just that he needed to know that? Or was he, I mean, if you're a bigger guy, you wouldn't think people would tease him. You know what I mean?
We tease the biggest guy in school, Jeff Bouchard. I
guess if he's passive about it.
But
if you're
thing.
A bigger guy and you're like, what'd you say?
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And Jonas, I guess that's the way he's
Jonas
be,
is a passive guy. And then, well, he was at that time. But I think he grew a lot from then till now just because of that whole incident.
Yeah.
He's not, you know, he ain't going to take no shit now.
That's good.
Unless it's for me.
Yeah. And he's bigger than you.
He's bigger than me.
Yeah. The pet show. Other people's pets. Should they put them away, muzzle them when company comes over, or should company accept the pet if they're coming over? I think they should put them away.
Should the company accept the pet?
Yeah, should the company accept the fact that, well, they got a dog running around like crazy and I just have to accept if I'm going there for dinner or whatever? Or should the people put the dog away or put the, you know what I mean? Not necessarily a cat or, you know, unless you're inviting company over that's allergic to cats or something like that, maybe put them in the room where their litter box is. I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, we have a friend like that who is allergic to cats and we just put him outside and open the windows.
Yeah.
Because
that's the better thing to do than having to have the friends, you know, well, I got a big, huge dog and he slobbers and drools and if you want to come over here, well, you got to accept my dog like that.
He's part of the family.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? That's like
part of the family thing.
Yeah, that's
the animals.
The veterinarians have propagated that.
You know, a lot of people look like they're animals. You know that?
Yeah, I know. What's up with that?
I don't know.
And same with married people. Once they get to a certain age, they start looking like each other.
Yeah, I never noticed. Really thought about that one, but I know the pet thing seems to hold true. Maniacs. I have a buddy that is a total maniac. And I knew he was, hung out with him, did a lot of things with him while he was under his maniacism, took a lot of pills and stuff like that. It was just whack, man. It was, a lot of it was fun though. You know, he sang in a side project I did and it was a lot of fun out playing with him because he was always wrecked, you know, and we look back on it now and laugh and stuff. But now that, especially that I'm taking some of the drugs I was taking for my shoulder and everything, realizing what some of the things are that he took so much of.
Right.
I'm surprised he's still alive. And he was just recently talking to me about some of the stuff that I've been or was taking and right. that how much he took of those things just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Never really got into it like that at the time, but now it's like, wow, blows my mind. He's a maniac. Superstition. When was the last superstition made? That's what I want to know. When you think of superstitions and old wives' tales, they always seem old. Old superstition from way back or something. But there must be newer ones made at some time, no?
Well, there's people who won't change something because they think it's good luck. So that's something.
Right. And that's a personal thing. But I mean, what about ones that are known to everybody? Like, you know, when you go search them and there's a list and there's right. new ones. Like that's the one thing I came up with was a new superstition. M&M. And this might be an old thing. I'm not sure when it is, but it seems like a newer thing. M&M colors. If you eat a certain color M&M that you might get something from it. I don't know
get where that ever came from in. It?
Tuberculosis for the blue. Green is Baker's cyst, whatever that is. Yellow is goiter. Brown is detached retina. Orange, rickets. And red, severe risk of terrorist attack. So it must be recent.
Oh, yeah.
Organization. Or did you have something for superstition?
Superstition.
You
must have. There's no such thing as luck. Fate, yes. Luck, no. Things can appear to happen for a specific out-of-control reason. But for the most part, we are the masters of our own destiny.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That's some pretty deep thought.
There, yeah, honestly. Really.
But superstition, I think a lot of it is based on, it's like pagan beliefs from way back in the way back age, I think. It's all religion, isn't that what we
pagan. Came, yeah.
That's what we kind of came up with at the end as far as superstitions.
Organization. That was our 20th show, organization. And there was one thing that we didn't mention. We talked about organizing and organizing your house and organizing your car and keeping things clean and things like that. But we didn't discuss wills and power of attorneys. Not that we have to really get into it, but I mean, that's something for people to consider organizing. Sure. Will and a power of attorney, living will.
Yes.
Those are important.
When people say, do you have your things in order?
Those are the things.
Those are the things. That have.
Or does it mean that, you know, you're going to the bathroom regular?
You
got your things in order? Or you're, you know, like oh, I got to get my things in order. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm adjusted.
Repack my sack.
But yeah, organization, for people to keep that in mind. If you don't have a will or a living will or your power of attorney, that's something to consider getting on now. Show number 21, the computer age. Some things that are different in the computer age, writing a novel. People do it on a computer now as opposed to pen and paper. Entertainment, your movies and music and games. And I don't know if we actually got into the game thing or not, but and quantum physics and time travel. Because of the computer age, it won't be long and I think they're going to have that stuff happening under control.
All figured out.
Yeah, we'll be. Send us from one place to another. Show 22, injured hosts update. I also have edema. Did I tell you that?
What is that?
I got bursitis in the elbow, but I also have bursitis. Edema where there's liquid
edema?
Built up from the surgery and it's swollen. Sucks. Hurts. I've got edema.
That sounds like something else when you the way you say, I got edema.
Yeah.
I
have that.
What are you doing with your edema?
Edema.
I know what you, the way you say
meet it. Edema. This is my friend Edema. I have her with me everywhere. Intense physio I'm in daily. More home exercises that I have to do, so that takes me longer. And I'm still in lots of pain. There's my update. Right now, my shoulder hurts, my arm hurts, my hand hurts, my back hurts.
How do you keep such a... how do you prevent yourself from going into it like a rut? Like I'm just pissed off at everything because I'm just,
you know, I actually mentioned it yesterday. A buddy of mine called me up. You want to go for a coffee or something? And I told him, no, I'm just in pain. I can't move. Can't do anything. And I called him back like 10 minutes later. I'm like, you know, let's go. I just can't, you know, I can't stand it. And it's very uncomfortable and very frustrating because I, you know, have always been somewhat outgoing and busy and worked out every day and everything, right. You know what I mean? And now it's all on hold and I somewhat enjoy the suffering. I don't want to just sit and suffer, but I want to just make things as, it's not necessarily better for me going out and doing everything because mm-hmm. it bothers me,
mm-hmm.
but I'll suffer.
It serves you right to suffer.
That's right. That's right. It serves me right to suffer. I can suffer with the best of them. So that's what I'll do. And you?
I'm actually feeling...
You're getting around a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm getting around better, and I like that fact. I'm not hobbling as badly as I...
And pretty soon, will you be just walking normal again? Like, everything will be cool?
I think so.
And yeah. So
with a brace. With a brace. I got that brace on to walk, like, normally.
The tight one under the pants thing. Yeah. The material type thing, yeah. And you always wear that now? Until you decide surgery?
No, you actually should not always wear it. It's if I'm going out of the house and I know I'm going to be walking around somewhere, okay. I'll put that on. And I'll even still bring the crutches with me. I went to an auction yesterday. I brought the crutches because I knew I was going to be...
But eventually you'll be without the crutches, for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And without the brace, or you will need the brace?
Yeah, I think I'm going to need the brace probably till I die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a good idea to have a brace because a lot of people re-injure themselves just the way things heal up.
Right.
So the brace will be there probably forever, which is fine. I don't mind, I guess. I know a buddy of mine, he's been wearing a brace since he's like 25. Mm-hmm. So... No big deal. So I'm feeling better.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you are. I'll suffer for you, too.
Okay, thanks.
From this point on, I'll suffer for you.
I'll suffer for you. The Jabber Quote brought to you by Steve and Larry. What's this week's Jabber Quote, JD?
This week's Jabber Quote is, I didn't forget, I remembered. You know who said that?
Steve?
No.
Larry?
No.
Somebody
way more important than that.
There's people more important than those guys?
Well, it's hard to believe, but yes.
Is it someone I know?
It sure is.
Personally, I've talked to them.
You're looking at them.
Oh, okay. You said it.
That's my thing. I didn't forget. I remembered. So, digging really deep into this.
Put it in context for our listeners, would you?
That's like our shows here. We thought of something new to put in. Mm-hmm. So, did we actually forget? Because we remembered?
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I didn't forget. I remembered.
I remembered, right.
That's right. So, do you ever really forget?
Right.
Do you ever remember something?
Right. Forgetting something, it's like...
You can't ever remember it.
It's the absence.
If you forgot it. So yeah, that's what that is. But it's got a little thing to it. A little ring.
I didn't forget. Don't you remember.
That's right.
Because is forgetting actually the absence of an activity?
Forgetting?
Or is it an activity? Is it something you do? Is it a proactive thing?
Forgetting?
I'm just going to forget that.
You remember? Yeah, it can be different things, I think. Yeah.
So you can on purposely forget something. Just put it out of your mind.
Yep.
Okay, that's gone.
Or tell somebody to forget about it. Forget about it.
So, right. So if your wife's yelling at you and she, I didn't forget that.
No, I remembered. Yeah. I just remembered now. So obviously I didn't forget about it.
Right.
So that's this week's Jabber Quote.
That's a thinker. That'll make you think.
Big JD.
Use that on your wife's guy, on your wives, guys.
Yeah, your wives. Okay, show 23 was the Stop Smoking show, and the only thing I wanted to mention on there that I think we maybe did mention was the weight gain in quitting. People tend to eat more when they quit smoking.
Yes, they do. And they tend to eat more when they don't go to work. Oh, that has nothing to do with smoking. Never mind.
Same thing with me, though. Show 24, music show. What makes music popular? It's the hooks.
It's all about the hook. And
the catchy rhythm or phrase or vocal part.
That's right. It attracts us to a certain part in the song. Usually they put the hook in the chorus. Exactly.
Catchy.
That's catchy.
It's catchy. Some people say catchy.
They do?
Yeah. Some say catchy with like K-E style.
K-E.
Some say
catchy. C-A. Catchy.
Oh, that's catchy. Yep. You say tomato, I say tomato.
The thing that I was going to mention about music, as far as popularity goes, a song is popular because of a hook, yes. But the music, what makes music popular? What?
I think there's still a hook in the music part. Something that's pleasing to the ear, perhaps. Something that just flows right. and it and it's appeals to the masses. There must be something triggered in most or all people that where a similar thing is. You know what I mean? Like sugar, everybody likes sugar. You know what I mean?
Pretty much, yeah.
If you got a little catchy thing, most everybody will like that. Maybe not in the context of the type of music it is, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But if you took a and had it in a nice Beatles song, you know, right. Jazzy thing, like it's still catchy to somebody else where, you know, they wouldn't want to listen to the loud, aggressive type of music, but it's the hook there. It's still catchy.
It's still in there. That's right.
What do you think? Something a little different for the music part?
Oh, no, just I think you're. That's exactly right. That mixture of notes for a certain period of time over a certain melody. It's all there's something in there that really
usually makes shorter, it, a short part too.
Yes, very short, and it's the anticipation of the hook even the coming up that's kind of makes it attractive to us. Makes us want to listen to it. But the angle I was going to take was. Do you think some music becomes popular because it's cool to be listening to that music?
Some is, I think. Because sometimes what seems to be popular for a group of people at a certain time when you listen to, especially if you're knowledgeable in the field and you listen to it and think, there really isn't anything there. You know?
Exactly.
These kids are all listening to this, but it doesn't really have anything except... maybe the way the guys look in the band or something or
exactly.
The, you know, that kind of thing.
Who it is, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I think. A lot of popular music is popular because of who's singing it for a lot of the reason.
Yeah, these guys are goth and we're all goth, so we're going to be into them no matter what it sounds like, really.
Exactly.
So whatever, you know.
That's the point I'm trying to make. And, of course, there's the whole record company machine that's
sure, the promoting of...
spoon-feeding sure. All this music to us. Mm-hmm. And you either decide to listen to it or not.
You decide, folks. You That's decide. Right. Why people who cannot sing think they are just fabulous?
Because they don't have an ear.
And it's great to see that at the early stages of American Idol when they come in to first try out.
That's the best American
Idol. It's incredible.
I can't watch American Idol after that's done, actually.
That stuff is incredible at the beginning there when they come in and they just think they're great and it's just absolutely horrendous. And yeah. They get mad at everybody because they just, you know, I'm going to make it no matter what then. You know, I know I'm great. And it's just, wow, that's something.
Is it because they've never heard themselves? They don't record themselves and then listen back to it?
I don't know, man. You got to be tone deaf, key deaf, and deaf to what you're hearing yourself do, I guess, or something. I don't know. It's pretty bad. Never did talk to this guy, but show number 25. That's this show.
That's this show.
The recap show.
Yes.
Anything that you might have missed today, or you'd like to get in before the 50th show?
No.
Recap.
Maybe we could talk about what our next show is going to be.
Oh, and next show isn't the Get in Shape show, actually. Next show is the April 1st, April Fool's show.
Fool.
Where'd the term come from? About people who make fools of themselves.
Sure. So we're talking about fools then.
Sure.
Pity the fool.
I pity that fool. Save a buck or two. Fool.
That was a long distance company, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, okay. It was him on there. So yeah, we're going to be talking about fools and
if you want to
stuff,
give us your opinion on our fool show.
If you did something foolish,
or if you did something foolish, sure. Or you know someone who's foolish, or just whatever, you want to get a hold of us and let us know something foolish about the next show. You can get a hold of us by emailing us at hearmeout@thejabbercast, or you can go to our website and go to the contact page and you can leave us a little My Chingo message. And we'll include it in the show if it sounds good.
And you all know that you can contact us at Showtime through MSN Messenger, AIM, Skype, iChat, all using our username, the Jabbercast.
Right.
But you have add us to your buddy list or whatever.
But you have to interact with them, JD.
Yeah.
They're going to go away.
It's kind of rough right now.
The one hand.
I'm watching, though.
Yeah, I'm watching.
I see everybody there. I'm just not talking to them.
I'm ignoring them.
Everybody's congratulating on our 25th show.
So if you want to get ignored, just hop on to any one of those.
We'll see everybody next week for the April Fool's show.
Yes.
On April 1st.
Is it April 1st?
Yeah, that's what's so cool about that. Sunday, April 1st.
All right.
See 10, 10:30, 11,
we're going to say.
12.
No,
1.
No, 10:30, 11.
Depends on how I feel in the morning.
Yeah, 10:30, 11 is a good time to hop on any one of those instant messaging things.
We'll see you then.
Okay, thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.